This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty Thursday to a new charge of lying to Congress about a Russian real estate venture that Trump sought to develop during his presidential campaign. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
Michael Cohen told a Manhattan federal judge he lied to Senate and House committees last year about Donald Trump's business interests in Russia. He testified negotiations over building a Trump Tower in Russia ended before the 2016 presidential primaries began, when in fact they continued throughout the primary season. He also said he lied about the extent of his contacts in Russia and with the Trump Organization about the project. He said he lied to be loyal to Trump's political messaging, though the boss's name was absent from the proceeding, where Trump was called Individual One. Warren Levinson, New York.
Meanwhile, before he left for the G20 summit, President Trump discounted Cohen's version of events, saying he did nothing wrong.
He's trying to get a much lesser prison sentence by making up a story. Now, here's the thing. Even if he was right, it doesn't matter, because I was allowed to do whatever I wanted during the campaign. I was running my business, a lot of different things during the campaign.
The developments come as Trump continues almost daily attacks on Mueller's investigation of campaign links to Russia and whether Trump, as president, obstructed justice in an effort to thwart the probe. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump on Thursday abruptly canceled a planned two-hour meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in response to Moscow's seizure of Ukrainian ships in the Black Sea region. The White House said that Trump made the decision on board Air Force One after conferring with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, National Security Advisor John Bolton, and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. Russia seized three Ukrainian vessels and their crews in the Kerch Strait earlier this week. This is VOA News. British security contractor